and live from beautiful Canton Galva High School. Class 1A Division 1 Sub-State Championship just moments away by the Opie Eagles. Number one team in the classification. Four straight state appearances. Four straight top four finishes in Class 1A. 19-2 on the season, and they're faced up against the Central Burden Raiders, 17-5 on the season. They dispatched Madison earlier this week with a 43-24 victory. But we're about 13 minutes away from tip-off. Of course, it's doubleheader on our area game of the week airwaves. Ken Hansen, a little bit further on down the line in McPherson at Central Christian College, where Levo in Hartford also set the tip-off right around 5 p.m. That's on Mix 104.9. But we'll get into the Mail's Tire pregame show. Well, Dylan Sherwood will visit with head coach Chris Schmidt on what his thoughts are from previous game against Canton Galva, which they won 71-46, and what's to come later on tonight. But you're listening to Opie Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome on into the Mel's Tire pregame show here on Country 101.7 FM. I'm Dylan Sherwood. We're to the boys' championship game in the Class 1A Division 1 Canton Galva region, sub-state number 1, Opie and Central Burden. And joined now by Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt. And coach, You had a little run there in the second quarter against Canton Galva on Monday night, and just a little slow start, but then picked it up there in the second and never looked back.
Yeah, you know, they came out really strong, and I don't know if it was because we hadn't played in over a week or what, but we were a little off there early. But, you know, at the end of the quarter, we just, you know, talked about, hey, getting back to being ourselves and, just doing the little things a little better. We missed a couple layups there and there and just a little bit lazy, I would say, on defense a little bit. And so we made some adjustments. And again, we come out and had a 12-0 run and kind of got the momentum and kind of took off from there.
Well, and you guys controlled the game, and now you've had a couple of practices to get ready for another sub-state final.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate to be in this position. There's not a whole bunch of teams that are in this position, so we don't take it lightly. We know that we're going to have to come out and play, you know, a very good ball game against a very good team in Central Burden, and the kids have approached practice that way, and you know, I feel like we'll go down there and give it a good shot.
Well, and it feels like you haven't been on the road in a while, but it's not a long trip like it was to Seneca during the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, you know, it's about an hour and 20 minutes, so that's, you know, this time of the season you're used to making kind of trips like that. You know, a couple of years ago we went to Oswego. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've made trips like that. So it's one of those things where everybody kind of has to travel most of the time. You know, I like playing the first game of the day. You know, we get there and get off the bus, kind of get dressed. We can do a little early shoot around and go to, you know, get after it.
I was about to ask you, you have to like that you're the first game because you don't have to wait until 6:30.
Yeah, when you're in this situation, it's always, you're right. You don't like sitting around watching a game. You know, in this case, a lot of times in sub-state or, you know, you play two games like this, it's like the semifinal night where you have to watch a game that hopefully you get to play the winner of if you win that second game. And tonight's a little different because both games are separate. So, but I still like the idea of not having to go there, watch a game. Just, you know, we get going and, you know, hopefully we can take care of business.
Visiting with Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. Opie and Central Burden from Canton Galva here this evening. We'll talk about Central Burden when we come back. This is Opie Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason Basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Dutch Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Dutch Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
We continue our conversation with Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. Opie and Central Burden, what do you know about them?
Well, the big thing I think is they have length. You know, they got some guards that are about 6'2", 6'3" kids, a couple kids inside that are about the same length. So I think that's their biggest thing you got to deal with is on their defensive side of it. You know, they make things difficult. They cover the floor pretty well. You know, they'll play man, they'll play zone. In their zone, they can stretch it out a little bit, so it's, you know, they can get to your shooters a little quicker. And then man-to-man, you know, you get by one, you got another one sitting in the lane that's, you know, pretty athletic kid. So that's a big challenge. Offensively, again, some of the same kids that have length, they are kind of their key kids. Their guard is the 6'3 kid that I think a lot of the stuff goes through. And then they have a push kid that plays outside, and he'll attack you really hard. So those two kids, I think, kind of get their stuff started on the offensive end. But, you know, again, they do a lot of little things well. They're patient on offense. And like I said, they just make things difficult for your offense to score.
Were you able to see any of their film against Madison?
Yeah, I did. Watch that one. We've got some film on them. And, you know, Madison kind of had an off night, to be honest with you. They had a hard time getting the ball in hole. They got some shots, but they struggled. But they did a really good job on Octavian down inside Dean. I think their plan was to try to take him out of the game. And so they really doubled him really hard and really made it harder for him. And then obviously they had one of their better kids on Colton who had that length. And that's kind of what I think, you know, Colton's a little taller than our guard. So, you know, that's the worry is, that we, you know, they got kids that can defend. So, but, yeah, they, they made it difficult. And talking to Alex, the length was kind of the issue. And so that going in is, you know, our primary concern. We've talked about some things, you know, screening, that kind of stuff's going to be good, a big part of it. You know, but we're going to have knock shots down. It's going to come down to that.
I'm sure the boys will be up for the challenge and knocking down shots, and a fast start has to be pivotal in this one.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Getting out to good starts in these kind of games kind of sets the tempo. And they're not really, you know, I'm not going to say they can't score, but they lean more on their defense. It's a lot of their games are lower scoring games. So obviously, if we can get off to a good start on the offensive end and you know, get some points on the board and make them chase us, I think that would be a big key for us, you know, as the game progresses. But, you know, whatever happens, you know, these kids are going to battle. They're going to, you know, they've been through some battle-tested games. I feel like, they'll come in confident. And, you know, we just got to go play the game now.
Most definitely, Coach, with a trip to Dodge on the line, and hopefully you can get back there after 1 year in Colby. And best of luck here tonight with Central Burden. And Michael will catch up with you after the game.
Sounds good, Dylan. Appreciate it. Thank you guys very much.
That is Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. We'll take a break, and Michael Deeker will have more from Kent and Galvin next. This is Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Madison postseason basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpie a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by ESD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Welcome back to Kent and Galva High School. Tip off just a moment away here for the Class 1A D1 Sub-State Championship. The Opie Eagles against the Central Burden Raiders. Get into the starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For the Central Burton Raiders, coached by Ben Ponce, he had previous stops in Eureka, and along with Winfield, Parsons, Pittsburgh, Kansas, and Neosho, Missouri. But they look like Ethan Belcher, Austin Johnson, Brock Wilson, Gunnar Parsons, and James Braun. For Opie, it's Brecken McGuire, Correll Robinson, Dexon Holting, Abbott Bailey, and Cade Whitmore. Once again, those starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. We'll step aside for the national anthem.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Dutch Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Dutch Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Welcome you back to Canton Gava High School. Tip-off just moments away. A starting lineup's being brought to you. We're brought to a great crowd. Opie filling up the far side section, which was designated. They had one row, but they've taken the whole side. But Little River will have to wait to sit in their seats. But Central Burton, nice crowd directly below us. Central Burton, 17-5 on the season. They defeated Madison on Monday, 43-24. They're out of the South Central Border League, where they've been back-to-back champions of that league. They were a state qualifier a year ago. That was their first trip to the state tournament since 1987. They have appearances in 1984 and 1967 as well. James Braun, Ethan Boucher, they're two-star players. But they're about 6 foot across the board on those starting five. Do not have heights in the program. So Opie, we'll see how they match up there. Of course, Dexon Holting scored 38 points in the regular season finale against Little River. Had 24 in the victory over Canton Gava on Monday. Opie kind of got off to a slow start in that contest, where they trailed at the end of the first quarter. They will have to come out hot. And, of course, that was a point of emphasis that Coach Schmidt talked about with Dylan Sherwood. Of course, other games going on tonight. Burlingame taking on Clifton Clyde. Burlington Boys in Caney Valley and Council Grove in Heston. Chase County Girls and Linden Girls down in Yates Center to round out the area teams battling for tickets punch. Looking to join the Lebo Lady Wolves, the Osage City Lady Indians, and the Chase County Bulldogs. Chase County, first trip to Manhattan, first trip in the state tournament since 1993. Opie looking to go five straight. Their longest streak is six from 2007 to 2011. Opening tip going to be won by Central Burton. Down to the hands of Ethan Boucher on the left wing. Opie starting out in a man-to-man defense. Up top is Gunner Parsons. Parsons picking up his dribble. Now the right up top to Austin Johnson. Johnson guarded by Correll Robinson. Over to the right side to Braun. Braun pass over on the right wing to Boucher. Decimal level will get loud with two strong student sections for Opie and Central Burton. The Raiders will turn it over as Gunner Parsons drug his pivot foot at the elbow. It'll go to Opie. They'll have their first crack at it on offense. And the Raiders are going to pick up full court pressure. Bailey gets it into Robinson, 30 seconds in. Little River in Oxford, the game after this one. McGuire has it left wing, looking to drive to the baseline. Gets a shot rejected from behind by James Braun. Braun up the court would go to Ethan Boucher. Early moments of this contest. Boucher drives, now kicked out to Braun. Braun will get a ball screen from Brock Wilson. Now in the hands of Johnson at the top of the key. Back the Boucher, he'll spin move at the elbow, kicked in the corner, Wilson three. Short, but a rebound to Austin Johnson. His putback, good. Actually, that was Ethan Boucher with the putback. Central Burton striking first. They lead things 2-0.
Ben Ponce spent some time in Eureka, where he coached Brecken McGuire's first cousin, Colton Pitko. But this is his third year at the helm at Central Burton, and Dexter Holting's going to be hand-checked by Austin Johnson. That'll be his first, team's first. 6:28, first quarter. Opie trailing 2-0. Robinson will inbound right below us. Looking for an open teammate. We'll go in the backcourt to Dexton Holting. Holting guarding the man-to-man defense. Set up shot four high. Now skip back to Holting from Bailey. Bounce pass into Whitmore on the right block. Off the window. Good for Cade Whitmore. Ties our score at 2 apiece. 2 minutes into this contest. Central Burton now with it in the half court. Braun with it, guarded by Dexton Holting. Braun crossover up top to Boucher. Now left side to Johnson. Johnson dribbles it off his foot. Robinson giving some pressure in the backcourt. Recovers it. Now to McGuire at the foul line. To the block. Off the glass and good. Opie on top for the first time. It's 4-2. 5:40 to play first quarter. They'll show pressure on the inbound, then back off. Now Ethan Boucher in the half court. 5.5 to play first quarter. Opie on top. 4-2. Boucher guarded by Abbott Bailey. Now left side to Gunnar Parsons. He'll look to drive to the block. Pick up his dribble, go up top to Brock Wilson. Now in the corner, to Boucher. Boucher drives in, has his, the ball stripped from his hands, but into the hands of Brock Wilson. He'll be double-teamed to the right block. Up top, Boucher. We'll get a ball screen, drive with the left spin move at the foul line. Now back out to Wilson. Wilson finds a cutting Austin Johnson. Now Brock Wilson, jumper on the right block is no good. Rebound to McGuire. Opie on a 4-0 run. Now left side, Dexton Holting three. Rimming out, no good, but an offensive board to Whitmore. His putback too strong, but Cade is fouled, and he will go to the line for 2 free throws. Cade Whitmore averaging 6 points a ball game and 6 rebounds a contest at the line for the season, north of 50%, around 56%. First one good for Cade. Gives him 3 points and a 3-point lead for Opie. Second one now for Cade Whitmore. First substitution of the ball game. Dante Henley into the contest. And the second one missed from Whitmore, but an offensive board to McGuire. McGuire on the right wing now into the corner to Abbott Bailey. Bang! Abbott Bailey with a Henry on top. Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers 3. 8-0 run for Opie. 4.5 to play first quarter. They lead things by 6. 8-2. Boucher now in the half court. Picks up his dribble. Now left side, the Gunner Parsons. He's at the foul line, picking up his dribble. Now going up top to Henley. Now right side, Boucher. Boucher will step into our right wing three, looking for the answer, and it's good. Ethan Boucher, all 5 of the Raiders' points after a Henriot three-pointer. McGuire looking to drive. To the left block, to Whitmore. Whitmore with 5 points as he's got another one on the low block. Opie doubling up Central Burton thus far, halfway through this first quarter, 10-5. Boucher now with it on the right wing, guarded by Bailey. Now up top to Braun. Braun spin move at the foul line. Jumper, no good. Rebound won by McGuire. McGuire pushing it into the half court. To the wing, to the block. Gets it knocked out of his hands. It was a last touched by McGuire. Braden Linneman will be Opie's first substitution of the ball game. He'll sub out Carell Robinson. 3:35 first quarter. 10 for Opie, 5 for Central Burton. Ethan Boucher now against a 1-3-1 zone by Opie. Boucher in the corner to Parsons. Now back to Boucher, now up top. DeBron, back to Boucher, thought about a three, now in the corner, Gunner Parsons. Three is good. It's a Henriot, Tallgrass, Appraisal Services, and John Roth, Landbrokers 3. So back-to-back threes for the Raiders have them right back in this contest, 10-8. McGuire, left side, Bailey, three.
Off the back of the iron, no good. Offensive board to Linneman. Yet another offensive board for Opie. Now back to Whitmore underneath, and Whitmore making him pay. Cade Whitmore, 7 first quarter points, and Opie leads by 4. Boucher now in the half court, guarded by Bailey. Elbow to the right block. Over to Parsons, and Brecken McGuire getting a hand on it, and Parsons unable to catch the pass, and it goes out of bounds. A pretty clean ball game for both of these teams in terms of turnovers, but Opie is just attacking the offensive boards, and they've got 3, and they have scored on every second chance opportunity. McGuire over to Bailey. Bailey on the elbow, driving to the block on an isolation. Leaves a baseline jumper fall through. Abbott Bailey with 5 points now. Lead back to 6 for Opie. 14-8, 2:20 left to go in the first quarter. Of course, at the half with Madison and Central Burton, it was 14-7 in favor of Central Burton. Boucher, elbow underneath the Henley. Shot altered by Bailey. Offensive board, though, to James Boucher. He's got 7. It's 14-10, 2 minutes to play, first quarter. McGuire on the wing, looking to drive. Will dribble it back out to the elbow. Up top to Bailey. Spin move at the foul line. Turnaround jumper. Draws iron. Cade Whitmore nearly getting another offensive board, but in the hands of Parsons. Now outlet pass finds the hands of Braun. James Braun now in the corner to James Boucher. Back to Braun. Braun will get a ball screen. Picks up his dribble now. Over to Wilson, back to Boucher. Boucher at the top of the key, looking to drive, spin move to the right block. They're going to say travel. Jaden Curzon will come into the ball game, and he will set out Cade Whitmore. Cade just playing lights out here in the first few moments of this contest. 7 points. Opie leads by 4, 14-10, a 1:20 remaining in the first quarter. Bailey has it right wing. Nice cut by Dexton Holting. Threads the needle to the left block to Brecken McGuire. Too strong off the glass. And a rebound to Central Burton. Up the court we go with Gunner Parsons. Right wing up top, Boucher. Underneath the Wilson, back count to Braun. Braun on the wing, looking to drive on the baseline. Spin move on the block. Back out to Wilson, left wing. Under 1 here to play in the first quarter. Parsons, right side, Boucher looks to drive. Up top, Wilson now. Wilson picks up his dribble on the elbow. Now to Gunner Parsons at the foul line. Bounce pass in the corner to Henley. Now Henley resetting it to Braun. Of course, no shot clock here in postseason play as Braun fires up a 3 that's well long, and rebound knocked out of the hands of Jaden Curzon, and it'll go to Opie. 14-10 our score, 27 and a half seconds to play. Braden Linneman will sit in favor of Correll Robinson. Curzon keys it in to Brecken McGuire. McGuire walking up the court. His approach over to Correll Robinson on the right wing now. Robinson now to Curzon. Curzon bounce pass to the high left elbow to Bailey. Holting has it left wing. Now to McGuire. Now to Bailey. Under 10 to play. Bailey up top, McGuire. Long 3. Draws iron. Falls away and no good. And that will conclude our first quarter of play. Opie leads 14-10. You're listening to Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpie a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161.
and by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olby, Hartford, and Neosho, it's prideful schools and communities.
Welcome you back to Canton, Kansas. Michael Dicker with you over on Mix 104.9. Ken Hansen as Hartford leading Lebo 7-5 after the end of the first quarter. Here, it's 14-10. Opie on top and with possession to begin quarter number two. Opie band rocking out during that quarter break, getting this crowd fired up. Cade Whitmore, top of the key. He had a huge 7 points in the first quarter. Holting now over to Robinson against the man-to-man defense. Robinson, ball fake, looking to drive with his left. He's at the elbow now. Nice pass to Whitmore, left block. A little too shy. Gets his own board, dope, back up top to Holting, who buries a Henry Ott of Tall Grass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers 3. 7 point lead for Opie. It's their largest lead of the night. That's Holting's first points of the evening. And then do have a score update from Linden and Chase County. Linden leading 16-8 down in Yates Center. Wilson at the foul line. Now the Boucher. Boucher leading the way for Central Burden in the first quarter with 7. Now to Braun over right side to Wilson. Up top, Boucher. 1 minute into this second quarter. 17-10 Opie leads. Boucher has it on the right block. Has its pocket picked by Bailey. They're going to call a jump ball. And the possession arrow still in favor of Central Burden. Austin Johnson back out there for Central Burden. He'll sub out Brock Wilson. Starting five out there for Opie. Braun gets it on the inbound. Now over up top to Boucher. Boucher going along the perimeter. Now we'll step into a long three. It'll be bricked off the left side and on to Brecken McGuire. McGuire looking to keep it himself. No look pass over to Bailey, falling out of bounds and saved by Robinson. Robinson now to the right block to McGuire, off the window and good. Timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second break by Ben Ponce. Opie leads 19-10. 6:28 left to go in the first half. But a good run to start for Opie, a 5-0 run. And Ponce trying to keep the Raiders in it. But Opie coming out strong. Of course, they trailed at the end of the first quarter against Canton Galva. And actually, their last two games, and count it three games when they lost to Nemaha Central to that last week of the regular season, really had been pushed in at least the first half and would expect nothing less. The Central Burden has been ranked in the top 10 all year long in the classification. They lost to Quinter in the opening round back in Colby last year. Of course, that was their first appearance since 1987. First time Ben Ponce has been in the state tournament as well. Of course, he was at Winfield before Central Burden, and then was at Eureka. And then before Eureka, he was at Parsons, Pittsburgh, and Neosho, Missouri. But Ponce originally from Parsons, Kansas, and a Pittsburgh State grad. Once a gorilla, always a gorilla, Ben. And now Robinson nearly with a steal on the inbound. But it will go out of bounds. It'll stay with Central Burden. Opie still will apply some full court pressure. Boucher looking for an inbound. Goes to Gunner Parsons. Now back to Boucher. And the pressure backs off to half court man. Boucher picked up by Abbott Bailey on the right wing. He'll pick up his dribble. Now left side to Braun. Braun guarded by Dexton Holton. Now guarded by McGuire. Now Bailey has back-to-back screens. Now Parsons steps into a right wing three. Actually, that was James Braun. And that stops the run by Opie. Trimming Opie's advantage to 6. Holton to the wing, to the block, off the window. Good. Dexton Holton's dribble drive, one of the best in the area. He's got 5 and the lead back to 8 for Opie. Ethan Boucher now in the half court on the right wing, picking up his dribble. Bailey will really ramp up the pressure. Now Dexton Holting nearly getting a steal, pushing into the backcourt into the hands of James Braun. Braun will get a ball screen. Now be double teamed as he picks up his dribble. Now finding Boucher on the left wing. Boucher to the elbow. Thought about a step back. Now over to Henley. Now up top Braun. Braun looking to drive with his left. Spin move. Getting an open look on the mid lane. Rimming out. No good. And a rebound to Abbott Bailey. Bailey in the half court now. 3 minutes into this second quarter. Opie on top by 8. 21-13. Robinson with it. At the top of the key. Goes right side McGuire. McGuire will get a ball screen from Cade Whitmore to the elbow. Mid-lane jumper, good. Opie on top by double figures now. 23-13, 4:52 remains in the second quarter. Braun on the left wing, drives to the left corner, goes up top. Boucher thought about it to the elbow. Now drives in the lane, throws up a heave that falls home. And Boucher now has 9 points to lead the way for Central Burden. McGuire into the half court now. 4.5 to play in the half. McGuire, elbow to the mid lane. Leaves it too shy off the board. And a rebound to Austin Johnson. Now James Braun with it. Running jumper at the foul line. No good. Rebound to Whitmore. Now up the court we go to Robinson. Robinson beating everybody back. And Correll gets his first points of the night. And a lead back to 10 for Opie. Parsons, now to Boucher, left side, Braun. Braun guarded by Holting. Now bounce pass over to Boucher on the right wing. Boucher driving with the left to the elbow. Nice attack to the basket, but too strong off the glass. And a rebound to Brecken McGuire. Up the court we go to the wing, and Cade Whitmore on the give and go. Cade now with 9. Nice dish by Dexton Holting. Ben Ponce is going to take another 30-second break. Largest lead of the night for Opie, 27-15. 3:37 remaining in the first half. But Opie just pushing Central Burden with their speed. And they've gotten some nice give-and-go looks. Of course, yesterday, games going on. South Haven defeating Hartford 32-31. Lebo defeated Hutch Central Christian 52-22. Girard defeated Burlington on the girls' side. These are all girls' score thus far. Girard won 41-31. And then Osage City won 62-47. On the boys' side, it was Yates Center defeating Southeast Cherokee 49-43. And then Valley Falls breaking the hearts of Mission Valley 47-46. That was a loose ball foul. With about 1 second to go, that gave Valley Falls some free throws that allowed them to win that game. Parsons with it in the half court. Now to Johnson. Opie on top, 27-15, 3.5 to play second quarter. Eli Markowitz, Braden Linneman coming in during that stoppage. Boucher drives, and he'll be fouled by Eli Markowitz on the drive. Eli trying to keep up with Boucher. Nothing really he can do on that one. That'll be Markowitz's first. Team's first. Really clean ball game thus far in terms of fouls. Boucher gets it on the inbound. Too strong, and he'll fall on the floor and be fouled. Opie kind of got caught napping on that inbound. And it was Eli Markowitz picking up another foul. And Boucher at the line for two. He's got a team-high 9 points. First one in the air. Good. Trims Opie's advantage to 11, 27-16. Second one now. Rimming in and good. Opie on top by 10, 27-17, 3:17 to play. First half. McGuire, left wing to the corner to Bailey. Bailey on the far corner now to the elbow. Jumper there, no good. Rebound. Won by Central Burden by Ethan Boucher and Braden Linneman. Trying to get a box out. A little bit too strong. That'll be his first. Team's third. So just when we said, hey, not a whole lot of fouls being called, we get three in less than 30 seconds. Dexton Holting and Jaden Curzon back in the contest. Markowitz and Linneman sitting. Boucher now handed off to Braun. Braun left side, up top to Wilson. Wilson A drive. Actually, that's Boucher now. Boucher, nice spin move off the glass and good. Boucher with 13 now. Opie leads by 8. Holting. Left elbow to Bailey, and a foul's going to be called on the dribble drive. That'll be Central Burton's first and the second against Austin Johnson. Only the second foul of the night for Central Burton as a team. Both coming to Austin Johnson. McGuire looking to inbound. Getting close to a 5. Finding Bailey on the right block. Has position, but leaves it too little shy off the glass. He'll get his own board, and his putback is missed, but he is fouled, and Abbott Bailey will step to the line. Abbott, on the season, just shy of 70% from the line. Take a few dribbles and fire, and good on the first one. Bailey now with 6. Foul goes against James Braun, his first, team second. Bailey at the line for one more. In the air, and good. Opie's lead back to 10, 29-19, 2:25 left to go in the second quarter. And Boucher puts it on the floor, stolen away by Robinson. Robinson dribbles to the block and then dribbles it out to wait for the Cavalry to catch back up. Curzon, now the Holting left side. Dexton Holting driving in now up top the Robinson. He'll fire a 3, rimming out, no good, and a rebound to Gunner Parsons. Parsons keeps it himself into the half court, picking up his dribble on the right wing, right in front of Opie's bench before dishing it to James Braun. Braun, dribble drive with the left. He'll fall to the floor. Now over to Wilson. Wilson to the block. Off the glass, too strong, and a rebound to Brecken McGuire. Buck 45 remaining. Opie on top, 29-19. McGuire get a ball screen from Bailey. Foul line jumper, no good. Bailey with an offensive board. His putback good. Abbott Bailey with 9 points now, and the lead is 12 for Opie, 31-19. Boucher guarded by Jaden Curzon. To the elbow, to the block, good. That's a mismatch, and Boucher makes Opie's pay. Now Bailey has it right wing, steps back for a 3, heat check, no good, and a rebound to Central Burton. They trail by 10, 31-21. 65 seconds remaining. 3 in the quarter by Ty Henderson. That's no good. Rebound loose. Curzon getting a hand on it. Now to Boucher. Boucher will be trapped in the backcourt. Now back to Henderson. Ty Henderson, a junior. And a lot of pressure on a pass. Now over. There's a foul. I know Central Burton wanted a foul on the previous play where Dexton Holting ran into James Braun, but it's going to go against Abbott Bailey. That'll be his first, team's fourth. Cade Whitmore back in the contest for Jaden Curzon. So starting 5 back out there for Opie. Opie in a 2-3 zone. Henderson with an inbound up top to Braun. Right wing 3, no good. Rebound, won by Boucher. His fall away jumper falls home, and he is fouled and will step to the line for one more. You have a score update from the half. Down in McPherson. Lebo on top, 20-17. Foul's going to go against Abbott Bailey. That's his second, team's fifth. And Boucher at the line for one more. He's already got 17. Foul shot, nothing but net. He's 3-for-3 from the foul line tonight. Opie's lead trimmed to 7, 31-24, 35 seconds to go in the half. McGuire with it in the half court, 23 seconds to go. Now a drive over to Bailey, now to Whitmore. Over to Robinson. Robinson, 15 seconds. Over to Whitmore. Whitmore off the glass! And good, and Cade will step to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Cade with 11 points. And he will have an opportunity for one more. One for one, or actually one out of two so far tonight from the foul line. The foul goes against Dante Henley, his first, team's third, and Cade knocks down the and one. Lead back 10 for Opie. 10 seconds to go in the half. Boucher with it, guarded by Dexton Holton. Over to Wilson on the left wing. 5 seconds to go now. Over to Braun. Braun, left corner. Pump fake, fadeaway jumper at the buzzer is good for James Braun. 34-26, our halftime score. We'll step aside, tally our stats, get some scores from around the area, and have more. But you're listening to Opie postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Opie. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products vented Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Madison postseason basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
At Longbine Auto Plus in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free-throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbine Auto Plus in Emporia or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Welcome into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Opie on top by 8, 34-26. We'll tell you how we got here by these halftime stats. Brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-79-THORN, 1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Central Burden, 18 points coming the way of Ethan Boucher, then 5 points to James Braun, and 3 points to Gunnar Parsons. For Opie, it's 12 points to Cade Whitmore, 9 points Abbott Bailey, 6 points Brecken McGuire, 5 points Dexton Holting, and 2 points to Correll Robinson. Opie led 14-10 at the end of the first quarter. Their lead was as large as 12 in the second quarter. And once again, our halftime score, 34-26. Of course, over on Mix 104.9, Ken Hansen on the call. Lebo leading Hartford 20-17 at the mid-game break. Last update I got from Yates Center had Chase Linden leading Chase County 16-8. Of course, other games going on tonight. Burlingame and Clifton Clyde, Burlington and Caney Valley, and then Council Grove and Heston. That's in Halstead. Burlington and Columbus, and Burlingame, Clifton Clyde being played in Centralia. But trying to get some score updates from those. But, of course, Lebo girls, Osage City girls, in their first trip since 2020. Lebo making their fourth straight to state tournament. But Cade Witt and company, 49-43 last night against Southeast Cherokee. A 32-year drought is over for the Bulldogs of Chase County. That's their third all-time appearance for Chase County. So big, big props to Cade Witt and Mora. I'm sure we'll hopefully have them next week up in Manhattan on one of our KVOA airwaves. But, yeah, that's the third all-time for Chase County. Strong City did win it in 1965 with some history for you. Strong City defeating Montezuma. Yes, the same Montezuma South Gurney. But Montezuma only in 1965. That was also out in Dodge City. But Strong City was a Class BB state champion all the way back in 1965. Cottonwood Falls also making a state tournament, but that was in Class B and not BB. So the more you know. But that will wrap up the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. Can Opie hold on and punch a fifth straight ticket to the state tournament? Find out next right here on Opie Eagle postseason basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Welcome back to Canton Galva High School. Halftime just about wrapped up. Jacob Stice and the Opie Band getting after it in the mid-game break. But Opie on top by 8, 34-26. And it'll be Opie starting 5 back out there to begin the contest. Opie will have possession to start the second half. We'll see what adjustments these two coaches made in the locker room. Looks like the starting 5 also out there for Central Burton as well. Bailey will inbound. Of course, Little River in Oxford to follow this game tonight. Bailey, Keegan into Brecken McGuire. McGuire ready to rock and roll in the second half. We get a ball screen from Cade Whitmore. McGuire at the elbow. Down to Dex Holting. Up fake on the wing. Drive into the elbow. Jumper no good. Rebound. Fought for and won by James Braun. Braun up the court. We go to Parsons. Down the corner to Johnson. Back to Parsons left wing. He'll drive to the elbow. Kick in the corner to Brock Wilson. Back to Parsons. Parsons at the left elbow now. Picking up his dribble. Going to James Braun. Braun. Guarded in the man-to-man defense by Brecken McGuire. Braun picks up a dribble at the top of the key. Gets it knocked out of his hands, resetting his dribble. Now in the corner to Johnson. Johnson now to Boucher. Boucher, game-high 18 points in the first half. Boucher, left side Braun, top of the key. He'll drive to the foul line. Now to Austin Johnson. Johnson. Left side Gunner Parsons. Parsons. Now in the corner to Austin Johnson. Johnson along the perimeter, going right corner, Brock Wilson. Lob inside the Boucher, and he'll be fouled by Dexton Holting. That'll be Holting's first, team's first. Austin Johnson now to throw it in underneath the bucket. Johnson goes to Parsons. He'll step into a right wing three. That'll be long. And rebound to Carell Robinson. Robinson keeping it himself from the half court. Will dribble to the right wing. And set up the offense now with Brecken McGuire. McGuire drives to the block. Leaves it a little short. Offensive board to Whitmore. And good again. Cade Whitmore dominating on the low block. That gives him 14 points. And he'll step to the line for a chance for one more. Foul goes against Ethan Boucher. That's his second, team's first. Whitmore good on the and one. Cade, 3 out of 4 at the line tonight. Parsons, pressure in the backcourt, going the corner to Austin Johnson. Opie on top by 11, 37-26. McGuire nearly getting a steal at the top of the key, but in the hands of James Braun. Braun hands it off to Ethan Boucher. Now bounce pass to the left elbow to Brock Wilson. Now James Braun gets a ball screen and fires up a three. That's no good. Rebound to Whitmore. Up the court we go to Robinson. Robinson guarding the man-to-man defense. Right side now, Brecken McGuire. He'll get a screen from Cade Whitmore. McGuire at the foul line, now handing it off to Bailey. Now right wing to Holting. He'll look to drive. Nothing there. Kick it back out to Bailey and reset to Robinson at the top of the key. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Opie leading 37-26. Robinson to Bailey. Bailey to the opposite block. Behind the back shot is no good. Not the look that Coach Schmidt wants. And Central Burton with the rebound. Boucher with it. Thought about a three. Going the corner to Austin Johnson. Johnson now up top to Gunner Parsons. Now left corner, Ethan Boucher. Boucher looking to drive, gets a step on Robinson, but have his pocket picked by Dexton Holting. Holting dribbles it off his foot, recovered by Whitmore, and trying to go back to Holting, stolen away by Johnson. Too strong off the glass, rebound to Brock Wilson, and he will be fouled and will go to the line for two. So just a little bit of ugly basketball for both of those teams, kind of back and forth. And Brecken McGuire, although only a sophomore, telling the rest of the four players out there to calm down. Just, hey, we got to slow down. We lead by 11. Wilson at the line for two. First one short. 37-26 our score. 5:10 remaining in the third quarter. Second one now from Wilson. In the air. And good. His first points of the evening. Trims Opie's advantage to 10. 37-27. McGuire at the elbow. Not a Robinson. He'll hand it off to Bailey. Bailey now to Holting at the foul line. Holting going to call a foul against Austin Johnson. That'll be his third as he reached in. And Opie will inbound underneath the bucket. Before we do, though, Dante Henley back in the contest. He'll sub out Austin Johnson. Whitmore gets the inbound to Bailey. Back to Holting on the right block. Now kicked out McGuire, left wing three. Good for Brecken McGuire. Brecken McGuire's first Henry Ott Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Pawn Rock Lambrokers three. Now to Braun in the other half of the court. Now Wilson. Opie leads by 13, their largest of the night. Running jumper by James Braun is no good. Cade Whitmore with the rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball. Cade Whitmore had the box. And sometimes that does not matter. So possession arrow will stay with Central Burden. Boucher looking for an inbound. Goes up top to Wilson. Now left side to James Braun. Braun hands it off to Boucher. Boucher at the foul line. Gets an extra step and not going to get away with that one. That'll be a turnover. Back to Opie. 40-27. Eagles leading the Raiders. 4:16 to go in the third quarter. McGuire against the man-to-man defense now. Walking up the court, getting into the half court. McGuire now to Robinson. Burrell to Holting. Holting spin move at the elbow to the drop, to the block. Shots too strong. And a rebound to Central Burden. Braun now with it. He's on the wing to the corner. And we're going to have a legal screen away from the ball going against Dante Henley. That'll be his second, team's third. Didn't quite see what it was. But Central Burden faithful not happy with the call. McGuire bounce pass to Bailey on the high left elbow. Abbott driving to the right elbow. Now over to Cade Whitmore. Extended over on the right wing. Now McGuire in the right corner. He'll drive baseline to the block. Leaves it too shy off the glass, but he'll be fouled. We'll see who that's going to go against. That's the 14th foul for Central Burden and the third on Ethan Boucher. Boucher held scoreless here in the second half after 18 points in the first half. He'll get an explanation from the official. McGuire at the line for two. Brecken exceptionally well from the line, just shy of 80%. Second one now for McGuire. Lead is 14 for Opie. Make it 15. 42-27. 3:27 to play, third quarter. Boucher into the half court. Gets a step on Holting. Now we'll set up the offense against the man defense. Holting deflecting the pass into the backcourt. Now right side to Parsons. We got a ball screen. Parsons picking up his dribble. Up top to Henley now. Now left side Boucher. Boucher. Pick and roll to Henley. Henley, good. Henley falls to the floor along with Robinson, but they play on. Trims Opie's lead to 13, as that was Henley's first points of the evening. Holting now in the half court, 42-29, Opie on top. McGuire, right wing. He'll step into an elbow jumper. That's good. Brecken McGuire with 7 points in the third quarter. He's got 13 overall. Lead back to 15 for Opie. Bronze pass stolen away by Robinson. Robinson with a breakaway layup. Off the glass and good for Carell Robinson. Opie's lead is 17 now, 46-29. Parsons in the half court. We're going to have a timeout taken by Ben Ponce. It'll be, I guess that'll be his last 30-second break, so we'll stay right here with you. 2:09 to play in the third quarter. Opie on top, 46-29. And then do have a score update after three quarters. Lebo leading Hartford by 9, 33-24. 2:09 left to go here in the third quarter. Of course, other games going on in the Class 1A Division I. A big matchup out west, South Central and Kiowa County. They have the two out of the three top-seeded, or as far as rankings, they're playing each other. Frankfurt tanking on Blue Valley Randolph. South Gray and Spearville. Oxford and Little River follows this one. Central Plains and Greeley County. And then Burlingame and Clifton Clyde. But don't forget about Quinter and Lakeside as well. So those are the 16 teams still remaining here in the classification. We'll try and get some scores from those games before our broadcast is concluded. Boucher will be double-teamed on the right, blocked. Back up top, James Braun. Central Burton trailing by 17, trying to get something going against this stingy Opie defense. Boucher up top, looks to drive to the elbow, to the block. Too strong off the glass, rebound on the floor, and a tie-up. Jump ball in favor of Opie. And Robinson goes all out. He's a little slow to get up, but we help to his feet. But it'll be possession arrow in favor of Opie, and looks like Robinson will get a chance for a breather as Eli Markowitz comes in. So Robinson furthest away from Opie bench here in the near side corner. But Markowitz is subbing Correll out. Holting with it. And a 17-point lead, 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. McGuire, elbow, and drug his pivot foot on the drive. And then a turnover back to Central Burden. A rare turnover, not keeping track of those team stats. Just trying to do the individual stats for you guys. But Opie, a minimal at best on turnovers thus far tonight. James Braun with it. Now on the right side, over to Gunner Parsons. Parsons up top, Ethan Boucher. Now to Henley. Henley looks inside, nothing there. Back up top to Boucher. Boucher to the elbow. Jump stop. Back out to Henley with a foul line jumper. That's no good. And a rebound to Cade Whitmore. Now outlet pass finds the hands of Dexton Holting. Holting with a ball screen from Cade Whitmore up top. Pick and roll, nothing there. In the corner to Bailey. Thought about a three. Underneath the Whitmore, too shy off the glass, and a rebound to James Braun. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Braun has his pocket picked by McGuire. McGuire up the court to Bailey. Bailey, layup, good, and a foul! Abbott Bailey will step to the line, looking to give Opie a 20-point advantage with 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Linneman and Curzon back in there for Opie. Holting and Whitmore to sit. Foul goes against Brock Wilson. That's his first, team's fifth. Bailey looking for one more. He's in double figures with 11. And foul shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Braden Linneman. 48-29, our score remains. 39 seconds to play in the third quarter. Braun with it on the right wing. Now up top the Boucher. And we're going to have a foul underneath. Going to go against Braden Linneman. Fighting for position against Brock Wilson. That'll be Linneman's second. Team's third. 29.2 seconds to go in the quarter. Parsons keys it in up top the Boucher. Still held scoreless here in the quarter. Boucher at the elbow, picks up his dribble, going to James Braun. Right wing three fired, rimming out, no good, and a rebound to Braden Linneman. Linneman Now to Brecken McGuire, 15 seconds to go. McGuire crossing the timeline, now 10 seconds. McGuire top of the key looking for an isolation, picks up his dribble on the right wing, now to the corner to Markowitz. Markowitz over to Curzon, Curzon on the left wing to the elbow, jumper at the buzzer, too strong. But Opie leads 48-29 as they hold Central Burton to 3 points in the third quarter. They're 8 minutes away from a trip out to Dodge City. Can they hold on? Find out next on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Dutch Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Michael Deeker broadcasting live from Canton Galva High School. Opie on top by 19, 48-29. A 14-3 run in that third quarter. Central Burton with possession. Now over to James Braun. Braun, spin move at the elbow. Now to Brock Wilson, he'll hand off to Boucher. Boucher looking to drive to the elbow, to the block. Jumper good, and he's fouled by Dexton Holton. Boucher now with 20, trimming the deficit to 17. And Linden was leading by 7 at the half, but now Chase County leads 31-29 to start the fourth quarter on the girls' side. Foul shot no good by Ethan Boucher. Rebound to Central Burton, and then the pass stolen away by Carell Robinson. Robinson in the half court at the elbow, dribbles to the corner, now hands it off to Brecken McGuire. McGuire finds Dexton Holting at the top of the key. Now right side Robinson. In the corner to Abbott Bailey up top. Dexton Holting and a foul. And they're going to go have that one go against Austin Johnson. That'll be his fourth. Team's first here in the fourth quarter. Bailey inbounding in front of his own bench. Goes in the backcourt to Brecken McGuire. McGuire, foul line. No look pass to Cade Whitmore. Cade kisses the glass. And Cade has 17 tonight. The lead 19 for Open. Wilson on the left block looking for the answer. It's no good. Rebound to Robinson. Robinson up the court to Whitmore. Whitmore nearly getting another and one, but he is pushed from behind. And Cade will step to the line for two foul shots. Foul goes against Brock Wilson, his second, team second. But a career night for Cade Whitmore on the low block. First one, good. Giving him 18 and a lead now 20 for Opie. Second one, good. 52-31, Opie leads, 6:40 remaining in the contest. Wilson gets in the right corner. He trapped by Whitmore, and Whitmore knocking the pass out of bounds. Our score. Inbound goes way up top to Austin Johnson. And Robinson deflects the ball off the leg of Austin Johnson. It'll be a turnover back to Opie. Opie in control, leading by 21. Holting over to Brecken McGuire. McGuire over to Dexton Holting. Holting. Bounce pass to Abbott Bailey. Bailey at the foul line. Now Brecken McGuire, right wing three, is short. Rebound, going to be fought for and won by Whitmore in the right corner. Now skips back to the far corner to McGuire. No look pass to Bailey. Bailey wasn't expecting it. Off his chest and stolen away by James Braun. He'll spin move into the left corner. Now up top to Austin Johnson. Johnson to Gunnar Parsons. He'll fire a three that draws iron, but it's short. And rebound to Robinson. 5:50 remaining. Opie on top, 52-31. Bailey, spin move at the elbow. Kicked up top to Robinson. Robinson looking to maybe slow things down on offense. Holting now with it against the man defense. Robinson now at the top of the key. Back to Holting on the right wing. We'll get a ball screen for Whitmore. Pick and roll. Looked maybe like it was open, but now to Bailey on the right wing. Spin move at the elbow. Up top, Robinson. Foul line jumper. Good for Carell Robinson. Carell with six tonight, and the lead is 23 for Opie. Braun on the left wing. Spin move, puts it on the floor, but recovered by Brock Wilson. Wilson loses a handle on it and stolen away by Dexton Holting. Now to Robinson, and that'll be a fifth foul on Austin Johnson, who tried sliding over to take a charge, and he will foul out of this ball game. Johnson, a senior for the Raiders. And he will have to be subbed out by Dante Henley. Holting keys it in to Braden Linneman. Linneman over to Carell Robinson, right wing three, fired, buried for a Henry Ogtall, Grass Appraisal Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers three. Opie leads by 26. 57-31, Gunnar Parsons looking for the answer. It's no good. Holting with the rebound. 4:45 remaining. Opie leads by 26. Holting, left side Robinson. Robinson looking to drive. Thought about a three. Now to Linneman in the left corner. He'll drive to the elbow. Up top, Holting. Holting. Nice pass to Whitmore, and it's stolen away, though, by Wilson as Whitmore unable to corral the pass in. Parsons up top. Brock Wilson, three, no good. Rebound one by Brecken McGuire. And going to go out of bounds off the foot of James Boucher. 4:13 remaining. Abbott Bailey back in the contest. He'll sub out Whitmore. So it's Bailey, Linneman, Robinson, McGuire. And looking forward to the last one, that's Dexton Holting. He was inbounding in front of Central Burden's student section. Couldn't quite see him from my vantage point. McGuire drives, elbow to Bailey on a streak, on a cut from the baseline, off the glass, and good for Abbott Bailey. He's got 13. The lead is 28. Braun on the right wing. Get a ball screen from Wilson. Braun to the foul line. Leaves a jumper short. Rebound, fought for. Going to be won by Wilson underneath. He'll be triple teamed. Turnaround jumper out of it is good. Trims Opie's lead to 26. 3:33 remaining in the contest. It's 59-33. Bailey, foul line. Right side, Holting. Holting over to Bailey, left wing. He'll drive mid lane. Throw up a hook shot that falls home for Abbott Bailey. 61-33 now our score. Braun, long three on the right wing. No good. Rebound to Carell Robinson. Robinson up the court to Brecken McGuire. And they'll slow things down. Now in the right corner, Dexton Holting three. Wide open is good for Dexton Holting. For a Henry Ogtall, Grass Appraisal Services, and Vaughn Roth Lambrokers three. The lead is 31 for Opie. And Holting will pick up a foul on a drive from Ethan Boucher. The clock will tick away. But 64-33. Opie on top. It was an 8-point ball game at the half. 34-26. Timeout on the floor. taken by Ben Ponce. We'll take a break with him. Opie leads by 31, 2:37 remaining. But Opie looks like they will pack the Spurs and head west to Dodge City. You're listening to Opie Postseason Basketball on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Welcome back to live action. Opie with a steal on the inbound. And McGuire off the glass too strong. Rebound to Linneman. And Linneman looking up top to Abbott Bailey. Three short, rimming out, no good. And a rebound to Central Burton. Opie on top, 64-33, 2:20 remaining in the contest. Boucher left side. Puts it on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up. Jump ball possession arrow in favor of Opie. Five on the floor for Opie. Markowitz, Bailey, Linneman, Curzon, and Brecken McGuire. But Brecken McGuire and Bailey will be subbed out to a standing O from the far side on the green and gold. Jesse Kuhman and Levi Hines out there for Opie. Markowitz with it. 64-33 Opie advantage. Jesse Kuhman, a senior, now to Hines. Over to Curzon. Bounce pass up top to Linneman. Linneman falls to the floor and will turn it over to Boucher. Boucher on the right wing now. Picks up his dribble. It'll be nearly stolen away. Stolen away by Curzon. Scrum right in the corner. And we're going to have a jump ball that will stay with Central Burton, or actually go back to Central Burton. John Music and Isaac Knuth out there for Opie. And then some substitutions for Central Burton. Aiden Hull, Walter Mello, Tristan Trefethen, and a turnover on the inbound as Braden Nelsch, the freshman, unable to handle the pass. But 50 seconds and counting for Opie. Hines keys it into Markowitz. Markowitz over to Isaac Knuth. Up top, Jesse Kuhman. Jesse, right side, Music. John picks up his dribble now, finding Knuth. Knuth left side to Hines, now in the corner to Music. Music looking to drive in the corner. Now up top, Markowitz. Markowitz at the elbow, picking up his dribble, going the corner to Jesse Kuhman. Opie bench wanting Jesse to shoot that right corner three. He'll hand it off, though, to Markowitz. Back to Kuhman. Thought about it. And thought about it a little bit too much on the jump stop. And we'll turn it back over. 10 seconds to go now. Central Burton's going to have one final look at it here. We'll see if Hilsch will try to make anything with it. Nelsch with it. Asking for a shot. And he's not going to do it. 64-33. Our final score. Opie advances to their 17th state tournament, fifth straight, and they will play in Dodge City on Thursday. But they are victorious tonight, 64-33, holding Central Burton to 8 points in the second half. We'll step into the Rich Door Company postgame show, tally our stats, look for postgame thoughts with head coach Chris Schmidt, and find some scores from around the area. But Opie defeats Central Burton tonight, 64-33.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations.
and by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Madison Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you back into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Opie victorious tonight, 64-33, improving to 20-2 on the season as they defeat Central Burden and advance out to John City. That'll be their 17th all-time state tournament appearance and their fifth straight. Of course, they've been a top four finisher for four straight years. Back-to-back championships in 21 and 22, a fourth place finish in 23, and then a third place finish in 24. We'll tell you how we got to this 64-33 score. Well, these final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyer, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Central Burden led in scoring by Ethan Boucher. 20 points tonight, but only two in the second half. 5 points to James Braun. He was held scoreless in the second half. 3 points apiece to Brock Wilson and Gunnar Parsons. and then 2 points to Dante Henley. For Opie, it's 19 points to Cade Whitmore to lead the way for the Eagles, 15 points to Abbott Bailey, 13 points to Brecken McGuire, 9 points to Correll Robinson, and 8 points to Dexton Holting. Opie led 14-10 at the end of the first quarter, 34-26 at the half. Their lead grew to 19, 48-29 at the end of the third quarter, and before getting to the final at 64-33. Once again, those final stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And do have a final score over on Mix 104.9. Lebo defeating Hartford 47-36. And last update, we got out of Burlingame. Burlingame was down to Clifton Clyde, 31-21 at the mid-game break. And then try and see if we can get some other scores for you as well. We'll step aside and have more scores and a post-game interview with head coach Chris Schmidt. But Opie is victorious tonight, 64-33. You're listening to the Restore Company post-game show.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESB Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESBFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Madison Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
Welcome back to the Rich Store Company post-game show. Still waiting for Coach Schmidt. Might be a few more moments. Have not seen him come out from a large crowd from Opie that's in the locker room talking to his team. Actually, I think he might be doing some other interviews right now, but at least he's made his way out. But do have some scores. Chase County will join their boys as the girls defeat Linden 50-37 down in Yates Center. Did get a score update from Burlingame. It was 52-50 Clifton Klein with less than a minute to play Burlingame ball. And I've not had an update within the last few moments, but Burlingame storming back on that one. Of course, Linden led at the break against Chase County before Chase County buckled down the hatches in the second half. So that'll be their first appearance since, I believe, 2017, 2018 with Coach Ron Slaymaker. But congratulations to Chase County boys and girls. Hartford losing to Lebo 47-36. So Lebo will take both their girls and boys out to Colby. Colby was a great host to us last year when D1 was out there. But we'll see who will be joining the OP boys as well. Other games going on in that classification. Kiowa County, South Central. Frankfurt was taking on Blue Valley Randolph. Of course, Frankfurt knocked off number two seed or the second ranked team in the state in Bishop Seabury on Monday. South Gray and Spearville were going at it. Oxford and Little River, about 10 minutes away to tip off here in Canton Galva. Central Plains and Greeley County, and then Quinter and Lakeside. Opie is tied with a top seed as far as records are concerned. If South Central were to win, South Central and Opie each at 19-2 heading into tonight. Of course, Opie now 20-2 on the season. Coach Schmidt, 520 victories, picking up that 500th victory last year out in Colby in that third-place ball game. But we'll still see if we can get his thoughts. But, of course, it'll be a full slate, most likely, on our KBWA airwaves. I'm unsure of the assignments just yet, but it sounds like we will be covering Chase County in Manhattan, Lebo out in Colby, and at least Opie out in Dodge City. But still looking for some that final score from Burlingame and Clifton Clyde. Of course, yesterday, South Haven defeated Hartford 32-31. Lebo girls defeated Hutch Central Christian 52-22. Girard beat Burlington 41-31. And Osage City girls defeated Hoyt Royal Valley 62-47. On the boys' side, Chase County defeated Southeast Cherokee yesterday 49-43. Valley Falls defeated Mission Valley 47-46. Do have some other area teams kind of on the stretch of our area, but Burlington taking on Caney Valley. Some Opie folks watching on that one as Lisa Montz, Damon Schmidt, assistants for Justin Logan on that one down in Columbus. And then Council Grove and Heston. And Coach Schmidt now getting the headset on. See if he can hear us or not.
I do hear you, Michael.
He can hear us. So we've got it corrected and dialed in. But, Coach, you guys, another resounding victory, but it was not easy tonight. Obviously, it was a nip-and-tuck ball game in the first half, and your change at the halftime locker room, changing whatever you did on defense, really buttoned down the hatches, and you guys really pushed out to that 64-33 victory.
Yeah, you know, Michael, again, the first half, they kind of got us with what they thought. Number four wanted to attack us, and we just was a little slow, and then the offensive rebounds. We gave up too many offensive rebounds, and you know, at halftime, we talked about those two things. And honestly, I'll tell you, Dexton said, give me number four. That's kind of how we changed things, to be honest with you. And he stepped up to the challenge. This book, I can't really tell. Looks like he had 2 points in the second half.
That's
so,
what I had him down.
You know, a lot of that goes to Dexton. But then the other kids did a good job of talking on the screens and that kind of stuff. And we didn't give up too many offensive rebounds in the second.
Well, speaking of offensive rebounds, you guys really attacked that offensive glass. You know, much in part to Cade Whitmore. Cade Whitmore, 19 points tonight, really dominated down low.
Yeah, you know, he started early for us. He had a big, you know, he was pretty consistent. Looking at, yeah, he had, looks like he had about seven in the first quarter and at five, so he was consistent all the way through and really, really strong on the boards. You know, he's playing his best basketball right now, and we need that. He's finishing. We thought there would be times we could get in the lane, and I told him at the end, I said, the times we didn't score, probably we hurt ourselves. We kind of rushed and forced some things. If we're just patient offensively, we're going to get some good things, and we did that. You know, Abbott had a big day, and, you know, that their guards are tough on your guards, so we knew we had to have some other kids step up and score for us.
Now, Coach, now this makes five straight appearances out to a state tournament, 16 overall for you as a head coach. What does it mean to, you know, get an extra week with a team and, you know, have that kind of capstone to a season, whether it's, you know, three games or one game next week?
Well, you know, when you start there in November, this is your goal, to get to the state tournament. So, again, I'm just happy for these kids, the time and the effort they put into it, you know, during the season, off season, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm the lucky one to get to spend another week with them now. Our goal is to make it all the way up through Saturday. So we want to have 3 or 4 days really solid here. Obviously, Thursday is the big game. That you win it, and you're going to stick, and you're going to play basketball on the last day in the state of Kansas with everybody else. And that's always our goal. So this first one we know is going to be a heck of a challenge, whoever it is. But I feel like these guys will prepare and be ready to go.
Now, Coach, Opie always travels well, but I thought tonight was a full, almost felt like a true home game for you, packing that far sideline. Of course, you had Jacob Stice in the band. What does that mean to have just that, the fans traveling with you, let alone listening to you back?
Yeah, that's awesome, Michael. You know, Jacob, when we talked to him earlier in the week, and he said, yeah, the band wants to go. I was like, that's awesome. That's awesome. And like you said, you know, these Little River guys, they had to probably stand outside and wait for us to get out of their way, because we did fill that side, and that again, that means so much. This community backs these kids. They support them, and I know it's a little bit longer. We'll have a lot out there, but, you know, because of work and that kind of stuff, some of them might not make it. So definitely just get on the radio and listen to them.
Well, Coach, anything else you want to say to the Friends of the Feather listening?
Well,
back at home?
Again, I thank everybody. I do want to give out a couple individual shout-outs. Obviously, I want to say something to my mom and dad. You know, I know they're listening with my sisters and that. Again, I appreciate them. There all the time. That's they helped me get to this position. And Charlie, he was supposed to come with Jenny, wasn't feeling very good. I know Charlie's listening. Yeah. And then another one I want to say, I happened to talk to somebody on the phone. I want to give a shout out to Margaret Willie. Margaret, I know you're listening. I think Barb might be with you, but I talked to Barb and you on the phone the other day, and it meant a lot to me what you said to me about my kids, and so. I thank you very much, and that goes to everybody else that's listening. You mean just as much to this team as anybody else, so thank you guys very much, and let's keep this thing going.
Well, Coach, congratulations once again on the victory. It's been a real treat to follow your team, and we're looking forward to a few extra games with you as well.
Love having you, Michael. Love having you, buddy.
That was head coach Chris Schmidt. His team victorious tonight, 64-33. We'll wrap up the Rich Store Company postgame show and come back with one final thought out here in Canton Galva.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
We welcome you back one final time here in Canton Galva. Madison girls fall short last night in Herculean effort. That was just a hard-fought contest against Little River. Little River will probably... I would be shocked if they're not playing for a state championship game on Saturday. Maybe against Centralia or telling when we get out there. Do appreciate everyone for listening in tonight. But do have a final score. Of course, Jenny Schmidt came over and said, hey, Burlington defeated Caney Valley 73-67. So what a night for the Schmidts as Opie advances on to another state tournament. That's 17 overall for Opie. And I've been doing games for 9 years, and I've had an opportunity to call Opie Eagle State basketball for all 9 of those years. And sounds like I'll be out in Dodge City and can't wait to bring more Eagle basketball to everybody as well. And did get a final score during that last break as well. Clifton Clyde defeating Burlingame 54-50. Of course, Opie faced Clifton Clyde last year in the opening round. But many thanks to everyone that makes these broadcasts possible. For everyone that, you know, texts in score updates or just texts in words of, hey, you're not doing a very good job, or you are doing a good job. You know, your listenership is awesome. And it sounds like I might need to make my way over and visit with Margaret Willie as well this week before we head out to Dodge City. So I still don't know if I've had a chicken house order right since Margaret has retired. No, but no, just kidding. But Margaret was an all-time great and still is an all-time great. So thanks for Margaret and Deb and everybody else for listening in tonight. But to kind of some housekeeping, we will have games on Wednesday with Lebo Lady Wolves and the Chase County Boys. And then on Thursday, it'll be a triple header with Opie and Chase County Girls, and then the Lebo Boys. Obviously, State Keisha will be announcing brackets later on tonight at the conclusion of the broadcast. Hopefully, their servers are prepared. They weren't still prepared last night with everybody checking scores, but I'm sure Keisha is ready to rock and roll. Of course, Little River, Oxford set to tip off right here, and just about ready to go. But we will wrap things up here in Canton Galva. Appreciate everyone for tuning in. Stand all, tackle all. No one fights alone. The comeback is always stronger than the setback. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Postseason basketball brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers. Call Henry and Madison for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletics, and they hope to see you March 18th for the annual bull female sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products vented Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
You've been listening to the Area Game of the Week. The preceding has been an exclusive presentation of Emporia's radio stations. All rights reserved.
Postseason basketball brought to you by ESP Financial. They make banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money's always within reach. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. By Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 45 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And also brought to you by Arnold Off-Road Service Shop, the area's Polaris and Honda independent service shop, offering parts, maintenance, and repair for side-by-sides and ATVs. Call 620-794-3129 or find them on Facebook.
Madison Postseason Basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perry Ott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. And by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Postseason basketball brought to you by the City of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal and rock and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities.
She's awesome.
Josh Turner.
I like his voice.
Deep, manly voice.
Yeah.
Dan and Shay.
Oh, this is great.
Country 101.7 KVOE-FM Emporia.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Ends next.
The best country in the country. Country 101.7 FM.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back?